이런 단어 뭐야? 플렉시블.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. Well, nice to meet you there, sir. My name is Martin. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to, sir? Sorry about that.
Carol.
Carol?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Carol, nice to meet you, sir. My name is Martin. I'm one of the senior directors here from my department. You were just speaking to a young lady there by the name of Jessica a second ago, right?
Yeah, she's telling me to holler.
Oh man. Well, that's good. She's pretty. So, in regards to the listing though, sir, she's actually one of our mapping coordinators here for the company. So her job today has been to find a quality company there for your industry so we can go ahead and refill this listing that opened up on the first page of Google for your line of industry. Now, she was asking me to jump on the line here as a director to see if I can approve a better price and to see if I can obviously answer any other questions that you have in regards to our service. So with that said, though, Carol, if I'm saying that right, do you have any questions aside from that price so I can get into that with you?
Yeah, there's other companies that offer the same exact service. So if companies offer the same exact service, then if there's 10 people that offer the same service, how do I know I'm getting on the front page if there's 10 companies providing the same service promising the same thing?
Okay, well, that's a good question. So, well, we're a premier Google channel partner, Carol. Okay, so we actually are one out of eight companies in the entire United States that actually get assistance and training from Google directly. Okay, so we can legally put you there, and we get assisted by Google, we get trained by Google, and Google also monitors your calls aside from our company always monitoring our calls as well. So we're under watch all the time in regards to what we do and what we say, so you will be taken care of with our service. We don't want to definitely lose that partnership with Google, so we have to put you up there. Now, those other guys that are on the first page of Google, they may be working with a Google partner, or maybe if they're lucky, with a premier Google channel partner like us, because there's eight of us in the entire United States. So if they are, that's their problem. You will be our problem. Okay? So our job would be to keep you on the first page of Google, put you on the first page of Google, and get your ranking as high as possible. Obviously, and the longer you stay with us, the more, up your ranking will be. You're not only going to have one position though. So what's available today is the map section. That will be considered the local map section. That right there would only target 15 miles though. Okay, so aside from the 50 miles, we will target with the Google Ads. The Google Ads are what we'll target outside of 15 miles. It could be up to 11 cities all around. We can actually put you on the mobile platform as well. We're going to put you under multiple keywords, 14 to 17 keywords, over 200 variations. We're going to put you on Alexa and Google Home. We're going to provide a tracking system for your company so that way you can track where all the calls are coming from, so you can actually see if it's our services that are causing that call to come through or if it's something else that you may be doing already that may be causing that phone call to come through. Okay, and I'm pretty sure you asked your clients also if how they heard about you, right?
You're not putting my telephone number on it?
Say it again?
You're not using my telephone number?
No, we will be using your telephone number. I mean, unless you want a tracking number, we also provide this for clients that choose to use a tracking phone number. But yeah, we'll be using your phone number. But what I'm saying is that you'll have a tracking system, meaning like a dashboard where you can log into with your username, password, or whatnot, just like an email. And then you're going to be able to see, okay, you know what? I got 10 clicks off of this city right here. I got 5 clicks off of this one. I got jobs out of this one. I'm not getting nothing out of this one. Then you can strategize with our technicians that will be all helping you all along the way. So you have full access to your reports, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Hourly, daily, weekly, whenever you want, you can actually access your dashboard to see what type of results you're getting, including reviews. You can reply to reviews. You can request reviews and things like that as well. Okay, so you have full access to it. All right, everything is transparent. And I was looking at your profile here, Carol. I was not finding a website attached to your profile.
No, I got two websites.
You do? How come? You didn't like the first one, or you just kind of... The one that I'm looking at here is...
I didn't want a company like you having taken control and doing things to my original website.
Okay. Well, we're not going to tinker with your website, Carol, if that's what you're worried about. Okay? All we're going to do is promote your domain name. I see here that you have simply treesandmoreva.com. Is that the official one or the one that you prefer?
Both of them's official, but you can use either one of them.
Okay, very good. So it's whichever, domain name that you want to promote. I'm looking at specifically right now, just to kind of be on the same page, I'm looking at the Simply Trees and More VA. You got a cool little logo there, simple, little tree right there. Then you have some little slideshow. So you have the information that clients would need to book your appointment. The only problem is that your website is kind of stuck with you on page number 5 where you're currently at under tree services. Like, for example, a crucial service that you offer, which I know for a fact is expensive because I actually had to Google for it myself, and I thought it was going to be like $800, to be honest with you. But I ended up wasting over $3,000 on tree removal. So I guess it was because it was the location of the tree or whatnot, and it wasn't really a tiny little tree, but it was expensive. But I needed to get it done.
I got another one called Simply Trees and More.
Okay, so let me see. That's the second domain name?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, I mean, they're both good-looking websites. So, I mean, the whole point is, like, even if you had, like, an ugly website, right? or something that was kind of like very basic, it would still be doing a lot more if it was on the first page of Google. Now, you have very nice websites here, and they have tabs to see your gallery, your views, services you offer. So the problem is that even though it's a very nice website, it doesn't automatically go on the first page because it's a nice website. You still have to pay for this type of service to get you up, and you have to work with the right company. And when I say right company, it's a company that's actually affiliated with Google directly, and that's what we do. So in other words, your website is now going to get a lot more traffic going its direction, and obviously it's going to help you generate more work and keep a steady flow of clients going your way. Now, I see here that you you are based out of Orange, Virginia. Is that still current, Carol?
Yeah, but I don't work in that area.
Okay, so no, absolutely. So obviously, that's your stomping grounds or whatnot. But we're gonna target everything outside of that as well. Okay, so the Google Maps target 15 miles.
I don't work anywhere near where I don't work anywhere near where I live.
Man, I get you. There's a lot of companies that actually are just like you. That's where, or some companies live in a rural area or whatnot. It's out in the country, and they go about 50 or 100 miles to actually for work. So we can target where you want. What I'm trying to say is that we're going to target inside of your local, which is what's available. That's the Google requires that, the Google Maps section where you'll be. But we're also going to target multiple cities at the same time. Whether it's 50 miles away, 100 miles away, 150 miles away, Carol, you can let us know how far you want to target, what cities you want to target, and what cities you don't want to target, okay, with the keywords that we'll choose, you'll choose, obviously. So tree removal, tree service, tree care, tree trimming. I don't know if you get into anything else aside from tree services. I mean, what would you say is your bread and butter service, Carol?
Removal.
Okay, there you go. So I was right. I mean, so it's one of the expensive ones, and obviously that's what you want to be found for. Are you also doing commercial, or are you kind of just sticking to residential?
Residential.
Okay.
But I already pay a company. What the hell is the name of that company? I pay
that's
a company.
Angie's List, are you? Or Home Advisor?
Yeah. No, I got them too, but now I pay a marketing fee. It's a big one too. I already pay a marketing company, but is it going to, will it interfere with what they're doing?
Well, no. And thank you for letting me know. I mean, it kind of surprises me. If you're paying them to do some marketing, I mean, I hope it's not for being on the first page of Google, because that would be terrible, because you're on page 5. So whatever they're doing, it's obviously doing some horrible work.
They told me it takes time, and I've been with them for like 6 months now.
No, don't do that to yourself, Carol. I mean, and I give you respect for being so generous and patient with them, but it does not take that long, sir. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you, I'm also going to present everything in writing, okay? I don't want you to just have this conversation with me. You give me your credit card, we sign you up, and then you're like, man, what did you tell me? You know what I mean? You're going to get everything in writing. And in that writing, it's going to tell you the price I'm going to give you, which is going to be a reduced rate. It's going to give you the timeline of how long it's going to take for you to be on the first page of Google. And it's going to give you everything that we're going to be doing in writing with a proposal, as well as the badge that takes you to google.com/partners. We can actually verify that we are a premier Google channel partner. So with that said, speaking about the timeline, it'll take 7 to 10 days to get you listed on the Google ads, any city you want. And that's because we're a premier Google channel partner, 1 out of 8 in the entire United States. Okay, now just hearing the fact that you've been with that company 6 months, I know for a fact they're just one of those fly-by-night SEO companies out there, which you should definitely cut that off. We're not going to interfere. We're literally going to do what they were supposed to do from the beginning. So I don't mean to tell you to run how to run your business, Carol, but if you are paying them and they told you they're going to put you on Google, it's time to cut them off. So that money that you've been putting in with them, we'll take care of it for you. Okay, 7 to 10 days on the Google Ads. On the Google Maps, first you have to send out your Google PIN code verification if they haven't already done it. And if they did it correctly, then you should at least have that. But it shouldn't take more than 30 to 45 days for that section. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and take care of that for you also. On the on Bing, same thing. You're also going to be listed in multiple directories within a couple of weeks or so. On the Alexa Google Home feature, that'll be within 10 to 12 days. Okay, so there's multiple things that we're going to be doing for you that'll take different times, but it's definitely not going to take no 6 months. And we're not going to sit here and play you and keep telling you, hey, you know what, you have to keep patient. I'm literally going to give you the timeline, and you will always have contact with me, Carol, to let me know how things are going, because I want to make sure that my company is taking care of you. I don't want you to end up signing up with me and end up being mad at Martin first and Jessica because you signed up with us and my company didn't treat you good. It makes more sense for my company to do what they're supposed to do to keep your monthly payment going our direction. And if we don't, you're going to cancel, and you have every right to because you're not in a contract. Okay? Now, getting into the price, sir, unless you have any other questions that came to mind, please.
I'm trying to figure out what company I was with.
Was it 401 Local, yeah. Thumbtack, Townsquare Media?
Townsquare.
You're definitely... Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, see, and I know all this because I've been here for 9 years, Carol. I've been with this company 9 years, so I actually took classes and everything, took tests to be have my position. I mean, they used to require that a lot to actually take tests, and you have to have some pass some very hard tests to actually have a position like mine. So the company here has been around for 17 years. And I'm very familiar with Home Advisor when they were called Service Magic, when the Turner Angels did this. I'm familiar with Townsquare Media. I'm familiar with all these other SEO companies back then that actually used to claim they'll put you on Google. Then they closed. They got sued. So there's so many companies that I've seen come and go. You know what I mean? But we stuck around because we do our part here. So with that said, Townsquare Media is not even a Google partner. Not even a Google partner. They're just a marketing company, and they're good at, I guess, flyers and maybe social media or whatnot, but I mean, if you have social media, I mean, you can do that yourself. You know what I mean? So it's not really helping them at all, unless they're doing like Facebook ads or whatnot, but something like that, I mean, I can do it for you. I'm actually certified to do Google ads for you myself, but I wouldn't be able to compete against a company like mine that has multiple technicians, you know? So we'll take care of you, okay? So the first thing you should do after we sign up today with you, Carol, you should end up canceling that service there, because obviously it's done you no good, and they're just going to keep telling you the same thing. I mean, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. It doesn't have to take that long. Trust me. 6 months is way too much time. So, I mean, you live and you learn, though, with that right there. So, with our services, I'm going to send you a text right now with the pricing page, okay? You are able to receive texts with the link. Are you able to open it, Carol, or no? If I send you a text? Okay, let me send you our pricing page, okay? So you can see what I'm going to do for you here. I want to give you the platinum package, and I'll see how I can modify it for you to make it affordable. I mean, obviously, how much have you been paying these guys anyway? 6 months. It's crazy.
I think I give them like $300 a month or something.
$300 a month. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, 6 months. Wow, I mean, that's a long time. Did they build you the website that you have, or?
They built the Simply Trees and More VA one, but they didn't build the SimplyTreesandMore.com.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and promote the website that is not affiliated with them in case they cancel it. I don't know what their terms are with you, like if you cancel their services, if you get to keep the website. But we'll go ahead and take care of you, okay? And even worst case scenario, if they actually take off your website, if you cancel with them, we can actually build your website at no additional cost. So we'll take care of you on that as well, okay? Let me know once you open up that that link there.
It says look, here it is.
All right, it's local slash.com slash pricing.
Yeah, I guess it says take control of your online presence.
Okay, so at the top you're gonna see that right there, and then you're gonna scroll all the way down to the bottom, and it's gonna take you to the the process. Is going to show you that we've been around for, 17 years now. So that needs to get actually updated. It says 16 still right there.
Click to get started.
Say it again.
It says click to get started.
No. We're doing that right now. Yeah, you don't have to, do anything. I'm just trying to give you a visual of what we're going to do for you and just kind of like, you know what I mean? Giving the visual.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you click there, you're going to end up paying the full price. You don't want to do that. Yeah, you'll be paying, as you can see right there, the platinum package, you would have to pay $5.99 a month, and it will be $900 the first payment if you actually were to go through the website. There's no discounts when you're going through the website. Now, since we're reaching out to you, and I'm a senior director here for the company, what I'd be willing to do for you is I'm going to get you that platinum package, but at the price of the essential package, okay? So it's going to be pretty hard to turn this down here, okay? Instead of $900, though, you only pay $398. And instead of $599 a month, you only pay $299. So you're exchanging your broken-down Pinto you had for 6 months for a Mercedes, if I may say so. You know what I mean? And now you're going to have quality services that are actually going to get you on that first page of Google. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and put everything in writing for you also. I don't want you to think that I'm just trying to tell you what you want to hear. I don't want to do that.
How many other companies are on the first page of Google, though? Like, how many companies, like, what is it, 10 per page or what?
Are you talking about your industry?
Yes.
Okay. In your industry, like, say, for example, right, and you're familiar, I'm sure, with the with your competitors?
Yeah.
You're pretty familiar, kind of? Okay. So, like, say, for example,
yes.
Right, if I'm Like, give me a city that you would definitely like to target. Cause I'm in California. I'm here by Google. We're actually,
right.
In Orange County.
I work two different places.
Cause you say you don't want Orange, obviously.
No, I don't want Orange cause I live there, but there's no money there. Am I allowed to do different counties, like far apart from each other? They gotta be close to each other. Or do you just get one county, or how does that work?
Zip codes. We go by zip codes. So we'll pull up a map, and then my technician will go over it with you after, like, we sign you up and everything. We make all this official. He's going to go over the cities that you want to target. Like, right, I want to get this city. No, I don't want that city right there. I want this one, this one, this one. So we don't necessarily have to do every city across the board, like in a 50-mile radius or 100-mile radius or whatever. You know what I mean? Because there's some cities maybe you don't want to target at all.
What about zip code 22032?
What city is that? So that way I can just put it there.
Fairfax, you know? Virginia.
Fairfax? Okay. Let me see. Fairfax. I assume just like it sounds. Okay, so let's just say I was in that area, the time that I had to pull that tree that cost me over $3,000. And I put in tree removal. What I'm getting right now is JL Tree Service Incorporation, Genesis Tree Service Fairfax, Stokes Tree Service, Garcia's Tree Experts. They're doing some actually Google Ads right there. And also Budget Tree Removal. They're also doing Google Ads, which is also where you'll be. Then you got Monster Tree Service, RS Tree Service, and list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So you have a lot of competition. So it must be a good area for tree services. Okay. Now you're definitely not there, but now you're going to be. Okay. And not just in Fairfax with the ads.
How many people are on that first page?
On the first page, which is, obviously the first page of Google, there's about, on the maps, three companies, right? But it's still considered the first page if you put View All, because a lot of people, some of these companies, for example, JL Tree Service is closed right now, so they wouldn't even pick up the phone. Let's say Genesis Tree Service, 30? You call them and they don't pick.
You said there's 30 people on the first page?
No, three on the maps. And there's above, there's three companies doing Google Ads.
My question is this, though. If they pay their company to keep them there, then how do I pay you? There's no way that it can kick them off.
Well, why not? We're good at what we do. See, that would be their problem because, that's our competition. See, our bread and butter is kind of like,
But what if they hired one of the other eight people? You said there's eight people partnering with Google. What
okay,
if
that's
they
another
hired-
good question. Well, because when you become a premier Google channel partner, Carol, a lot of people don't know this, you're not allowed to work with two companies that do the same thing in the same area or whatnot, right? So if we're working with a tree service in, like, the Virginia area, then we cannot work with another one that does that in the area. We might be working with a plumber, maybe a construction company, maybe even with a florist or a restaurant or whatever. But once we lock that position down, we can't work with anybody else. So it's not like they could just call up, all right, I got taken off the first page. Let me go ahead and see if I can hire a premier Google partner and then take off and get Simple Trees and More out that first page, you know?
So what I'm saying is, how do we know that they haven't already hired a premier partner?
Well, whoever they hired, they're on the first page, right? But that, like I said, that will be their problem. Our job is to get you on the first page. So whoever gets knocked off, whoever they're working with, that's their problem. We're not working with them.
But if they already hired another Google partner, then they can't be kicked off. How do you? That's just like saying that if I'm on there, somebody can buy a spot and kick me off.
No. So I guess let me explain a little better. So some of those companies may be working with a good SEO company, not even necessarily a premier Google partner. Some of those companies may be working with a Google partner, not a premier Google partner. So those are the easiest ones that we go up against, and we get you there instead of their position. And the thing that helps you the most is that we're not just focusing on the maps, because we're including the Google Ads for you. So this way we can jump around in multiple areas. Okay? So that's where you come out winning. A lot of these companies here, they're based out of that area, and they're paying a company to get them there on the maps, et cetera. But you're not just going to be on the maps. You're going to be on the ads, and that's what targets outside of your area in orange, okay? And that's what you can actually do. Like the Google Maps only puts a basic profile, like your phone number, your company name, and your website or whatnot, right? With the Google Ads, you can jump around and do specific ads. You can actually put up coupons with your ads on any city you want. For example, if you want to do an ad for Halloween or for Thanksgiving or Christmas, for tree service, if you want to give them a 20% discount, we can put those type of ads on the Google Ads, that which will be included as part of your package. With the Google Maps, you can't do that. It just stays like that all the time. And you can modify your ad. No, well, that's why we, Well, yeah, of course. And that's why I don't know how to remove a tree. That's why I had to hire a tree removal guy. So that's why you would be hiring us. And that's why you'd be getting rid of Town Square Media, because obviously they failed. So that's what we're going to be doing for you. It's kind of like you can tell me like, hey, Martin, or I can tell you, you know, why would I hire you, Carol? I mean, there's so many other tree service guys out there. I mean, why not go through them? Well, because, you know, you tell me, Marlon, well, I've been doing this forever, and I will get the job done and whatever, right? There's quality versus quantity. Then I can hire some other guy that's going to tell me I'll do it for less, and then I end up hiring them just to kind of save a few bucks and end up with some Mickey Mouse service, you know?
Can you do me a favor? And I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I'm not lying to you. I'm not bullshitting you. I want to talk. I'm my own owner, but I run, like, my sister owns her own business. She owns another business, and she's, like, really smart. She's got a lot of brains. But what I'm going to try to get her to do, I'm going to try to get her to look at the other website that other company, Town Square, has built for me, and I want to just tell her to look at it and get some ideas. That way mine's not so bland. But is there any way you can call me either like an hour, or if you can call me back like in the morning? I'm 99% sure I'm going to take advantage of this, but I've got to make a few phone calls. The money's not the problem, but it's orchestrating things to where they make sense. Or fuck it. I mean, I can go on and get it. Is it $300 a month, or does it change? Does it inflate, or does it stay at $300 a month?
Nah, I mean, the worst thing you can do is like let this position go. I mean, I can put a brief block in the position, Carol, but I'm telling you, man, I mean, being like a man to man, I mean, 85% of my clients, they usually end up calling you back to do a contract. But as far as the pricing that you mentioned, it's just $299 a month. No contracts, no cancellation fees. The first initial investment today would just be $398 with the setup fee included and everything. But this is for the platinum package. This is not the basic package we're talking about here.
So you're saying today I pay $398, and then
yes, sir.
That is $300.
$299 a month. There's no taxes. That's all you see in your bank account, Carol.
And there's no contract. So if I don't like the smell of this after a couple months,
you don't have to hire a divorce lawyer. Call us up and cancel. That's it.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. All right. But here's the thing. Am I going to be talking to you? Because, like, I like talking, like, me.
You want to stick with the same person? I get you. I'm the same way. You know what I mean? I'm going to be here. I've been here for 9 years, Carol. That's where you came out winning, too, because there's a lot of directors here, and I'm not saying they're bad. They're all good people. They're all professional and everything. But I'm available for you at any time. And we're all actually available for you at any time. But you can have me. Kick butt anywhere you want if need be, because I want to make sure you take care of it. Like, say, for example, down the line, if you can't get a hold of a Bob and technical support or whatnot, shoot me an email, shoot me a text, call me, let me know, Marlon, I can't get a hold of Bob, man, and then I'll make sure that they call you ASAP. So I will be involved with you, because I hope that it works so good for you, Carol, that you end up signing up a contract with me.
You're going to use simplytreesandmore.com, though, right?
Yeah, whatever domain name you want to use, we're not going to interfere with that at all. We're not going to tinker with your website. We have no benefit on that.
Well, I don't want to use that Simply Trees and More VA, because that's the one that Town Square built.
Okay, well, you decide. You let me know which one you want to use.
Yeah, the simplytreesandmore.com.
Okay. We'll go ahead and use that one. That's not a problem. That's just a swap of a domain name. It's just whatever you want us to promote.
Martin, I sure hope this works.
It will work. Trust me. And I hate that. I don't like that word either, though. But it'll work. Okay? And I'm putting in a contract. That's why I know it's going to put a lot of pressure on you, on us, to do our job. We don't want to lose your monthly payment, Carol.
When do I got to give you the zip code that I want to target?
Well, I'm going to schedule – the first things first. We get everything officially done here. I take care of you on this first initial phase of the call. I'll take care of it. We'll get the payment through. I'll send you a receipt. You make sure that the proper money that I told you was going to be taken, you sign that off. And then I schedule you for your client interview, so then you can talk to my technician. This is the client interview onboarding department. That'll be a 10, 15-minute phone interview. It does not have to be today, but I like to do it as soon as possible, because once the client pays – us his money. I want to respect his money and put his money to work. So I would suggest today, I'll see if I have something available. But if not, no problem. We'll do it tomorrow morning, tomorrow noon, or tomorrow afternoon, however your schedule looks like. It's a 10-15 minute phone interview. You don't need to be in front of your computer. It's just a phone interview to discuss the keywords, city, all that. You can do up to 11 cities, up to about 14 to 17 keywords. Yes, up to 14 to 17 keywords, over 200 variations. And, I mean, you don't need that many keywords for a tree service. So you're good.
Let's stop. So you said I spent $380 today. What'd you say it was?
$398, Carol. Out the door.
All right, let's just do it. Let's do it.
I appreciate that. How do you spell your name? Because I've been calling you Carol, and I'm spelling it C-A-R-O-L. Is that correct?
Two R's and two L's.
Two R's and two L's? Okay. Original name there. I don't think I ever met a gentleman by the name of Carol. Okay, let me see here. C-A-R-R-O-L-L, right? Carol?
Yep.
Okay, yep. Sir. And what is your last name, Mr. Carol?
Stringfellow.
Yeah, spell that for me, please. I know I'm going to spell it wrong.
S-T-R-I-N-G-F-E-L-L-O-W. Stringfellow.
Strings. Okay, so that's a F as in Frank, right? Like fellow.
Yeah, okay. S-T-R-I-E-F-E-L-L-O-W, String Fellow.
Man, you got an original name overall, name and last name. Okay, let me see here. And what email would you like for me to send your confirmation as well as your first proposal with my name and extension and everything else also so that way you have a form of protection for you at any time of what we agree?
It's all spelled out. Everything's spelled out. It's simply trees and more. @gmail.com.
Okay, simply trees and more LLC or no LLC?
No LLC.
Okay, @gmail.com. And what about in the company name, how you wanted to show on Google? Do you want the LLC showing or is that, or what do you want? How do
you
want
you
it?
You can show it. It's fine.
Okay, very good. And what phone number you want showing on Google, Carol? This one or a different phone number?
540-718-7018.
Very good. And do you have a secondary number that for us to call you in case it's important, or this is the only number you have at all times?
This is the only one.
Okay. Very good. All right, Mr. Carol. And what address can we send your PIN code verification from Google headquarters in California? It's a physical address that we need. It's just for one time verification purposes. Is it the 139?
So what about 139 Booten's Lane, but what do I do when I get it?
You give us a call. It's a postcard that you'll get with 5 digits on it. It has directions obviously, but obviously you hired us to do everything for you, so it's kinda like I'm not gonna hire you for you to have me do my tree service, right? So we got it covered for you. So we'll send it out to 139. Once you get it, 6-11 business days from today. It's a postcard with a seal from Google. Call us up and let us know, hey, it's Carol. I got my postcard here. The numbers are 12345. Got it. Sometimes we can do it over the phone too.
Can you send me your number so I can, when I get the
postcard, absolutely.
I can call you?
Oh, I already took care of that. That's in the email that it should be in your inbox as we speak. You have an email from Marlon Castillo. That's me. And in the bottom, you should have, my phone number there, Marlon. Extension 62 and all that. So you got it there.
Oh, it's Marlon.
Yeah, Marlon, like Marlon Brando, not like the magician.
All right.
Yeah, like Marlon Brando.
I thought it was Martin. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Hey, you know, I was calling you Carol too, so hey, we both made mistakes. So it's M-A-R-L-O-N,
well,
like Marlon Brando.
Yeah, my name is Carol. It's right.
I guess I was spelling it wrong.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
One R and one L is a female.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what I didn't want to disrespect you and call you like, you know what I mean? Like, Martin, man, that's not my name. And it's Carlos or something, you know what I mean? So I just want to make sure. But yeah, my name is Martin, M-E-R-L-O-N. You can always reach me at any time. My extension 62 has been the same extension for 9 years. So I'll be here. I mean, God willingly. So let me see here. So the address is 139, you said Bouton. I don't know if I'm spelling that right, but it says B-O-O-T-O-N-F.
Yep, B-O-O-T-O-N-S, Booten's Lane, Orange, Virginia, 22960.
Oh, Bhutan's Lane. Okay, got you. Okay, and the zip code there, I see it's 22960, right?
Yep.
Okay, and the and just to verify the domain that you want to promote, it's simply treesandmore.com, right? Or what am I missing?
Yep. Well, no, that should be it.
Okay, it's coming out invalid. I don't know if I'm putting something wrong here. Simply tree and simply trees and more.com.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, it's having a little issue loading up. So we'll go ahead and have my technician check it out. So that's not a problem whatsoever. And like I said, and if there's any issues with the website, we can create one. That wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. But I'll go ahead and put the domain name here that you want to promote, and you say you don't want to promote the one that says VA on it, right?
Right.
Okay, very
good.
Yeah,
because Town Square is probably going to want to
use
that, aren't they?
No, they're going to probably tell you whatever. I mean, what I heard from the clients that I signed up, because I signed up a ton of clients from Town Square Media, they let you keep the website. But
I gotta get out the car, and I got one more job I'm doing, and I'm supposed to start at 4:30. I got like.
Well, I'm pretty much done right here, my man. So, Carol. So I'm pretty much done here. The only thing I'm gonna do is to schedule a client interview. So the most important thing right now is I'm gonna read a brief verification here, so that way you're protected legally. But how did you want to secure the position though, there, Mr. Carol? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What do you want to use?
MasterCard.
Okay, This MasterCard, I assume it has your name on it, or middle initial added, or no middle initial?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sir.
The middle initial is D.
D as in David. Okay, very good. And the billing address, I assume, is the same, right? Excuse me.
Yep.
Okay, and whenever you are ready, sir, the MasterCard should start with a 5. I'm ready for you. Get you off the phone.
5196.
Okay.
6774.
6774-0149-4107.
And the expiration?
0924. 0924, and the 3 in the back? Is 982. 982, sir. Okay, so I'm going to read you the quick verification here so you're protected legally, because Google's probably monitoring my call either way. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to align the service agreement. It's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business, sir.
Simply Trees and More.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Carol Stringfellow, owner.
Thank you, sir. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Simply Trees and More LLC today?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash, so that way we're all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose an additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. The initial term and account setup is being charged today, which is October the 28th of 2021 for the Platinum Package, in the lowered amount of $398. When the account reaches its end, it'll automatically renew each month on the 28th of each month in the lowered amount of $299. You may discontinue that agreement at any time by simply contacting client support to prevent any charges for your next month billing. If you wish to do so, Mr. Stringfellow, just give us a call 3 days before your next billing is due. A customer service, same number for the whole company. The only difference is the extension. So I'm going to put it in, it's in writing. It's in your email as well, and your invoice as well. And I'm texting it to you right now, but I'm going to say verbally, it's 877, if you want to write it down, but it's in your emails and everything also. 877-635-6225, extension 1 for customer service. And my extension to me, Marlin, is extension 622. And we're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific time. Okay? Now, in your inbox, there should be invoice there momentarily with your receipt. It's going to be labeled Local Splash Initial Invoice. And before I press the pay button here, I don't know if you checked out the email, but you also have prepaid options available to you. So if you do 6 months, you can do $1,300, and that covers you 6 months full. If you do a full year, that's $2,500, and that covers you a full year. Now, why would you do that? Well, because $1,300 divided into six, you'll be saving about $800 from the start. If you do $2,500, you'd be saving over $1,200, $1,300 from the start. If you obviously divide $2,500 into 12, divide the $1,300 into six. Would you like to take advantage of any of those two, sir, or you want to just go month to month for now?
Can I do that after a few months and I see how things go?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you call me before, or I can call you back to within a month or so, we can. What I can do for you to help you out, to show you, I want to help you out, I can prorate that $398 towards the contract you choose. So this way, it's not going to be, man, I should have just started off with a contract from the beginning, and you end up paying $1,300 or $2,500 over $398. I'll go ahead and put that $398 you put in with me today for trusting me, and I'll go ahead and put it towards the contract. So it's just like as if you decided to do a contract from the beginning.
All right.
Okay?
Why don't you call me? We'll do the normal $398 today, but call me in like 25 days, and
okay.
I'll see what if I want to do this here.
You got it. I will do that for you. Okay, now do me a favor. Check your receipt right there. I'm trying to get you off the phone so that we can – I know you're a busy man, and thank you for being patient with me. Check your email, please. There should be an email there that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
I got a text message.
Okay.
To your email. Hang on.
Yeah, that one too will work if you want to click on that one right there. And it has, it says my terms, and then I believe it's your phone number right after it says.
Okay. Is it the list, the initial invoice is what you want?
Yeah, go ahead and click on that right there, and it's going to take you to your terms of experience at the top.
Okay. It says please click here.
Yeah, don't click on that right there. Just scroll all the way down to the bottom on that. And then when you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's going to be a little checkbox at the very bottom. It's going to say, I am the holder of this card, the certified holder. Obviously, you're the owner of that card that you used. This is just for your legal protection. And then click on that right there. And then at the bottom, it's going to have an empty box with your name. Go ahead and write down your name as it reads. And then
I don't see any of that, and I'm already getting late now. I'm already late now, and I don't see anything to what you're talking about.
Did you click on the email that you got sent, or did you click on the receipt that they sent you by text?
Am I supposed to click access your dashboard or what?
No. Did you click on the link that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
It doesn't say initial invoice. It says localsplash.com's terms.
Okay, so click on that right there. Yeah, click on that one right there that says localsplash.com/terms, and it should say your phone number right there, 540. So once you click on that right there, it's going to say terms of experience at the top, right? And then don't click on anything else after. Just scroll all the way down. And then just, if you're going to pass directory submissions, landing page, Google Ads, G Suite, LSA, advanced reporting, SMS communication, don't click on that one right there. Don't opt out. Keep going all the way down. And then you're going to see cancellation refunds or whatnot. And then just put in, click the, I certify that I am an authorized holder. Do you see that round? No?
It says signature does not match.
Are you putting
exactly?
Did I misspell your name?
D.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the D.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, so that's how I put it exactly how it is in your card, so that way it matches. And then it's going to ask you for a username and password after you put concerned signature. You don't have that yet. You're going to get one when you do your client interview tomorrow. And from the sounds of it, you have a busy day and you're running late, so let me go ahead and get you off the phone, but let me go ahead and book your client interview appointment for tomorrow. So while you're confirming that, how does your schedule look like tomorrow? Would you rather do it in the morning or in the afternoon for your client interview? It's a 10, 15 minutes, 20 minute phone interview.
I would say between, where are you, what
California.
Time is it now? It's
1:33,
so
sir.
Where does it,
3 hour difference. 3 hour difference.
Yeah,
you guys are ahead
of 3 times.
Yeah.
well, you're, so you, yeah, but I was going to say the morning's best for me, but at 8 o'clock in my time, it's 5 o'clock in the morning for you. So that ain't going to work.
The first available appointment that I have for tomorrow is 7 o'clock in the morning. So that would be 8, 9, 10, 10 o'clock in the morning your time. So they'll call you between 10
yeah,
and 11.
I'll take that.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that
I'll
right there.
That.
So they'll go ahead and call you between 10 and 11. Okay, so please, please don't miss your appointment because that is very crucial to your ads and just kicking everything off, okay? And I want to respect your money. Like I said, I want to get everything going here for you. And I'm also going to go ahead and send you a Google reminder to your Google Calendar. I don't know if you use it or not, but it's going to send you a reminder anyway to your Google Calendar. And aside from that there, Mr. Stringfellow, last question. What would you say are three services that make you the most money? I know you mentioned I'm going to go ahead and give my some homework to send my technician so he calls you with knowledge.
Well, tree service,
okay.
Tree removal,
okay.
And tree pruning, or tree
okay.
Trimming, I guess.
Okay, and you're going to get more than three. I just want to give them some homework to get to know your company a little better. And you said, what's like a ballpark radius you want to target? 50, 100 yeah. Miles? Like a...
From where?
From Orange. Like I said, we're going to target outside of that, but I mean, like, you're centered out of Orange because that's where you're based out of, but how far out? 100 miles.
100 miles. It's not 100 miles because, like, there's spots 100 miles away from me that are just nothing but cheap poorness and
exactly.
Poverty. So.
Exactly. So that's exactly what we're going to do, pick and choose zip codes in cities. So, and we're not just going to target a city where there's one house. You know what I mean? So we want to make sure we get you the proper work. So I'll go ahead and put all that in notes here. I'm going to go ahead and take care of all the tedious notes that I got to do here myself. I do not want to keep you on a hostage on the phone here longer. But I want to I do want to thank you for giving me a shot, sir. Thank you for giving us a shot. God bless. I wish you nothing but success on 2022 coming around the corner. Please stay in touch with me. I will call you myself within about 25 days to see how everything is going so we can go ahead and go from there. And please don't miss your appointment tomorrow. And if you get any phone calls from any company saying that they're Google, that they can do it for less money, that you got to pay more money, please write down the phone number if you can because we're supposed to report those numbers to Google to protect our clients from scammers. Any other questions that you have for me, sir, or are you good to go for right now?
Good to go.
All right. I appreciate your time there, Mr. Carroll, and then we will be talking tomorrow. And you got the time, right?
Yep.
Between 10 and 11 tomorrow in the morning. All right? Have yourself a great day, sir. Thank you for your time, okay? Thank you for your business, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carroll.